a critical resting stop for millions of waterfowl making their way north through central New York every spring, is expanding. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Montezuma National Wildlife Refuge is adding biking and walking opportunities along its popular wildlife trail, and that's only the beginning.
Most of us recognize Montezuma as the wetlands we whiz by in our vehicles on the New York State Thruway. It's about halfway between Rochester and Syracuse, and a recently installed statue of a bald eagle has quickly become an icon of the wildlife that flocks there. Refuge manager Tom Jasikoff says a popular 3-mile wildlife drive around the wetlands got a facelift last year, and that will create more opportunities for visitors this summer.
We widened the entire road, graveled it, and so for the first time ever, we are planning to open up a brand new bicycle path. It's going to be the summertime hike and bike path.
Jasikoff says this would also complement the next phase of expansion at the birding Mecca, a trail that would connect federal wildlife refuge land through state-owned property to the nearby Montezuma Audubon Center. That project is still a few years off, but Jasikoff envisions it as kind of a wine trail for nature lovers.
We have the refuge, we have the state, we have our partners. And then, so by increasing this wildlife drive and connecting both visitor centers and incorporating other day visits to Howland's Island, for example, and canoeing in Crusoe Creek, it becomes more of a destination for anyone looking to do anything, you know, outside.
Montezuma was established in the 30s as a refuge and breeding ground for migratory birds and wildlife. In recent years, the federal government has been restoring much of the wetlands that were drained, and it's become home to some migratory fowl that have never flocked to central New York before. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.